Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today in episode 208, we're going to talk about should you use webinars to promote product launches. What do you think, Tim? Should you use them or shouldn't you?
Yeah, I think it has to be the right product or service. If you're just building websites for clients, maybe not. But if you need to sell a product to a large amount of people with volume, webinars are a great way to do it because you can get a lot of people watching at once and you can interact with them through webinars and everything. And it's definitely a great way to show off your product.
Absolutely. So if you're doing courses or like Tim and I, we have products for WordPress and for Divi, plugins and themes. We also have a course launching on July the 1st that we will be doing quite a few free webinars leading up to the course going over some really, really great products and stuff. So be on the lookout for those. The first thing that I'm going to say that webinar does for you and why you should use it is it builds interest in your product. There's nothing better than having a live session where people can ask you questions about your product and stuff. Nobody knows the product better than you do, so getting it out in front of as many people as you can, and it's a low barrier to entry. There's free webinar software out there. There's even the paid versions are, in my opinion, very cost-effective for reaching mass audiences and stuff.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. The next reason on the list of why you should use webinars to promote product launches is the user acquisition for future product launches. Every time someone signs up for your webinar, you get their email address and you can market to them. And actually, it's worth noting that if someone signed up for your webinar, it doesn't mean that they're necessarily going to show up. And so having their email address is huge because you can market to them later, ask them, hey, notice you didn't show up for the webinar. Here's the link to watch the replay. And then you have that email address. You can email them about future products, services, whatever.
Great points. Next thing on our list is it keeps brand awareness out there, top of the mind awareness for your products and or services. So if you're offering a course or you have new products that come out and stuff, one of the great benefits of webinars is it gives you recognition. It allows the community to get to know you, and it just keeps your brand out there in top of the mind awareness for when they do need a product that you're offering.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't have anything to add to that, David.
All right. Well, good. Well, tomorrow in episode 209, we're going to talk about why you should be live streaming on social media. Until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.